Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain partly cloudy with a high near 29 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 10, wind chill values as low as 2 below, northwest wind 8 to 13 miles per hour, and on Thursday partly sunny with a high near 23. And in the news for today, as President Joe Biden stops all oil imports from Russia, Wisconsin lawmakers are calling for the president to halt the federal gas tax. Governor Tony Evers joined the governors of four other states Tuesday in sending a letter to the president and congressional leadership. In the letter, the governors ask for a gas tax holiday, which would subtract 18.4 cents a gallon at the pump. That, according to a report from WTMJ Television in Milwaukee. With average gas prices in Wisconsin nearing $4 per gallon, after jumping more than 50 cents in the last week, the additional costs will be passed on to truck drivers and consumers who are already facing a stiff increase in cost of goods and services due to inflation, which is being felt across the country. The Gas Prices Relief Act would help bring down gas prices by suspending the federal gas tax until January 1, 2023. Additionally, the act would require the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Treasury to monitor the program and take appropriate enforcement actions in order to ensure oil and gas companies pass saving from the gas tax suspension onto consumers rather than using it to increase their profits. That, according to an article from this morning's Lake Geneva News. Wisconsinites can't wait for relief. They need help today. I'm urging Congress to find common ground and take action now to help lower gas prices so we can make sure families, farmers, and small businesses can make ends meet, Evers said on Tuesday. From WisPolitics Online comes a report that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has extended Michael Gableman's contract to review the 2020 election through April, as the former justice remains entangled in a series of lawsuits challenging his authority to carry out the probe. Gableman's investigation has been maligned by lawmakers in both parties over a series of gaffes, but Voss on Tuesday praised Gableman in a statement for doing, quote, an outstanding job looking into the election concerns people all across Wisconsin had, end quote. He said Gableman continues to face unwarranted resistance. The original contract was set to expire last fall, but Voss and Gableman signed an extension that provided $676,000 in taxpayer money to carry out the probe. That budget included a note that suggested the funding was through December 31st. The amended contract runs through April 30th unless extended by both parties. It also pledges the Assembly will cover attorney's fees, costs, and expenses from ongoing litigation. The contract doesn't include a cap on those costs. During last week's appearance before the Assembly Campaign and Elections Commission, Gableman suggested he was just getting started. The report he delivered last week also promised to deliver another report on the use of indefinitely confined voting, but provided no timeline for that. Again, some information for this report comes with permission from WisPolitics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.